All right, good morning.
Come on.
608. Brock, Hunter, is he back yet? Nope, nothing. I'm going to keep, just going to keep putting it out there, see if he's there. No Hunter yet. Still Spumonian on a Friday. Oh, my God, I love it. Well, since Hunter's not back yet, let's just keep her moving. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
I do have Hunter's mic on and up, so if he does come on, at least he'll be here. So that's good. So fingers crossed it's soon. Anyway, maybe you've seen this, maybe not. You've been kind of keeping an eye on news. It seems to be an uptick in passengers on airplanes getting duct taped to their seats for being unruly. Yeah, I'm not making this up. This is the world we're living in now. And this happened recently. An American Airlines crew was forced to tape a 13-year-old kid to his seat after he had a meltdown and tried kicking out his window. The Maui to LA flight was rerouted to Honolulu, where the kid was taken away by police. And then last week, a guy had to be duct taped to his chair after punching a flight attendant on a Frontier flight to Miami. And then there's been like a couple other ones. Like there's been multiple stories of people acting up on planes and the crew going, you know what? No, we're not putting up with this. We're duct taping your ass to the seat. And you know what? I don't blame them one bit. Okay. I think this is great because maybe that'll send a message to anyone else who's going on a plane thinking, you know what? I'm going to get belligerent and I'm going to cause some problems. Okay. If in your mind you're getting on an airplane and you have the thought process of, I think I'm going to cause some issues for everyone on this flight. Don't. All right? Don't. It's never going to go your way. I don't know if you think you're going to make a statement on that airplane. I don't know if you think that at some point people are going to stand up and be like, you know what? This person's right. This person's doing it right. No. What you're going to do is you're going to get videotaped by a bunch of people on their phones. You're going to be booed and yelled at and then eventually duct taped to your seat. And then you're going to be arrested and probably put on a no-fly list and fined. There's never a scenario where you standing up and causing a scene on an airplane is going to go right, okay? And I know you're thinking, hey, I got a lot of great opinions, okay? There's a lot of things I got people to know about. So the perfect place is on an airplane because people can't go anywhere. They got to sit there and listen to me. Guess what? It's not the right place to do it, okay? Just board your plane. All right, put your bag up above your seat, sit down, put your seatbelt on, and just be normal. Be a decent human being, all right? Never once in any of these videos have I watched it be like, I think they were out of line. I think the airline was out of line. No, usually it's like, thank God. Why didn't they do it sooner? You know what? Why don't you tase that guy or gal while you're at it, okay? Give him a few punches right on the nose, okay? Stop acting like an idiot on a plane, and just sit there, eat your peanuts, get your little tiny cans of soda, and just knock it off. Knock it off. All right. There you go. People getting taped to seats. What's going on here? That's your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.